It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we welcome you to this weekly program from Words of Life. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers support this broadcast with their prayers and contributions. This is a third of four programs based upon the beginning of the book of Revelation. This week, Brother David Johnson will use Revelation 1, 9 through 20 to tell us about Jesus in a sermon called His Face Was Like the Sun. Before hearing Brother Johnson, we will present songs of praise for our Lord.
Nobody knows.
Please pray with me. Lord, we magnify your name as we begin this short prayer to you. Thank you for giving Jesus so that we can talk to you and call you Father. Please give our listeners the health, the peace, and the provisions of this life that are needed. Bless also their spiritual needs, and bless all who are teaching and preaching your word throughout the world. Convict world leaders and even local authorities to be inclined to allow and even encourage the gospel message. And Lord, help us to be ready to see Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Based upon Revelation 1, 9 through 20, Brother David Johnson will now present His Face Was Like the Sun.
Thank you for joining me as we look into the Scriptures together. The title for the lesson, as we continue in our series in the book of Revelation, the title is, His Face Was Like the Sun. And our key text is Revelation chapter 1. Verses 9 through 20. Please listen to the Word of God. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of the rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the willing, living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. By the end of the first century AD, about the year of our Lord 95, Christianity and Christians had become a hated people and a despised religious sect in the Roman Empire, the Imperial Roman Empire. For example, a Roman governor wrote of Christianity as a, quote, depraved and extravagant superstition, end of quote. The Roman historian Tacitus described Christians as, quote, a class hated for their abominations, end of quote. Politically, Romans viewed Christians as disloyal, treasonous, because they refused to acknowledge Caesar as the supreme authority. Pious believers, Christians, refused to offer mandatory sacrifices of worship to the emperor. Religiously, Christians were actually denounced as atheists because they rejected the Roman Parthenon of gods and because they worshiped an invisible god, not an idol. Wild rumors prevailed based on misunderstandings of Christian beliefs and practices, accusing them of, for example, cannibalism due to the Lord's Supper in the partaking of the symbols, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Socially, Christians, most of whom were from the lower classes of society, were despised by the Roman elites. The Christian teaching that all people are equal threatened to undermine the structure of Roman society. Christians also refused to participate in the popular pagan amusements, festivals, and theater. Economically, Christians were seen as a threat by the numerous pagan priests, craftsmen, and merchants who profited from idol worship. Officially, Christianity was an illegal religion. By the time of the Emperor Domitian, official persecution had become widespread and had extended to the Roman province of Asia, today Western Turkey, where seven churches in seven cities had been established. The situation had become dire. It had been decades since Jesus Christ had ascended into heaven. The churches were losing their first love. Christians were compromising and tolerating sin in their midst. All the original apostles were dead except the apostle John, who had been exiled to a penal colony on the island of Patmos. So we have the first vision given John to relate to and encourage the churches, even applicable to us today in many ways. Christ has not abandoned His church, of which He is head. His promises to His church remain. He will return for us one glorious day. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9 says in part, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus. Here we find four realities true of first century Christians as well as today as Bible-believing, Christ-honoring 21st century Christians. Number one, we continue as a brotherhood of believers, today on every continent and of every culture. Secondly, we today continue, especially in third world countries, to suffer for being Christians. Even in America, Christians are ridiculed and scoffed at for striving to live in the character and doctrine of Christ. Thirdly, we today in Christ remain kingdom subjects who must obey God according to His word above mere men. Fourthly, 21st Christians continue as aliens, as sojourners in an often pagan-like world who must adhere to patient endurance to the end. Verse 10 says in part, "On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit." That is, on a Sunday, John was supernaturally given, possibly transported to another dimension to receive a vision while awake, not a dream, a vision of what Jesus Christ wanted him to see and write. Verse 11 says in part, "Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." John was to write tailored messages to seven congregations in close proximity. These seven churches were singled out because they were located in the key cities of the seven postal districts into which the Roman province of Asia was divided by Imperial Rome. Therefore, they were central locations for getting the messages out to the Christian population. The seven city locations also appear in the order that a carrier of the scrolls would travel on the great circular road that linked them together. Copies of the original scroll were probably copied and distributed to each city and church. Yet the entire Revelation prophecy to be read, heard, and heeded by all. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16 says in part, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches." Not just to the seven churches identified, but applicable to all the Lord's church, even today, down through the centuries to the 21st century church, and the entire revelation to all until he comes. Yes, the scroll was originally written to seven first century churches to which the messages apply, but also are relevant in many ways to all churches of the entire church age for similar weaknesses and strengths which correspond to the church at large and to us individually. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 12 says in part, "I saw seven golden lampstands. These lampstands represent spiritually to give light in a spiritually dark world, and so represent symbolically, according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20, the seven lampstands are the seven churches." Next, John had a most startling vision of the risen, glorified Jesus Christ, signifying his divinity and his awesomeness in the strict sense of the word in verses 13 through 16. Like a Son of Man, Jesus Christ is deity in bodily form, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. However, Son of Man was the title Christ used most often of himself, actually some 81 times, the Son of Man in the Gospels. Robe reaching down to his feet, probably representing Christ as our great high priest. Golden sash around his chest completes the picture of his priestly role. His head and hair were like wool, as white as snow. Here, undoubtedly, a blazing, radiant, white light, which probably feature his holiness, his wisdom, and his dignity. His eyes were like blazing fire, like lasers. The penetrating eyes of the Lord can see all and know all in his perfect omniscience. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, probably representing his righteous judgment as he moved from church to church with his omniscient evaluation of each church. His voice was like the sound of rushing waters, like the crashing surf against the rocks of the island of Patmos, was his voice of power and of authority. In his right hand, he held seven stars. It reveals in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20 that the seven stars are the angels or messengers of the seven churches. So Christ is sovereign over his angels or messengers who do his bidding. Out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword, This represents, this is imagery of the power of Christ. He need only say the word, and he will vanquish all who are against him. He is invincible. His judgment is sure and unassailable. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance, which climactically represents his divinity of the Shekinah glory of his eternal being. If we today would behold this vision of the risen glorified Lord, we too would react as did John in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17 that says in part, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead." This is certainly fear, not just fear, but a fear of adoration in worship and humility before him. Christ stated in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18 that says in part, "I hold the keys of death and Hades." That is, he can unlock death and the place of death, Hades. So Christ is supreme. He is sovereign. He decides who lives and who dies and when and where they and we will spend eternity. Then is revealed a key verse that unlocks the structure of this fine book of prophecy, the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19. "Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later." So, A, what you have seen amounts to Revelation chapter 1. B, what is now amounts to Revelation chapters 2 and 3. And C, what will take place later amounts to Revelation chapters 4 through 22. This is confirmed by Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, which begins with these words, "After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And a voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" That is, after John's time. As students of the Bible, including the book of Revelation, we should strive. We should, as good students, study to understand its truths and share them with all who will hear. Remember, the Revelation prophecy's major theme is the exalted Jesus Christ, whom we would do well to share, not just his all-important role as Savior on a cross for the sin of mankind and having been raised from the dead, but also as our sovereign King, returning victoriously to conquer and to judge the living and the dead. So you, dear listener, are you with or without Christ? Are you in Christ or are you apart from Christ? I implore you, even as the Apostle Paul once wrote, I beg you to receive Christ, to receive him as Savior and Lord.
Majestic sweetness sits enthroned upon the Savior's brow. His head with radiant glory's crowned, his lips with grace are flown. No mortal can with him compare among the sons of men. Fairer is he than all the fair who fill the heavenly train. He saw me plunged in deep distress and flew to my relief. For me he bore the shameful cross and carried all my grief. Since from thy bounty I receive such proofs of love divine,
Lord, they should all be thine.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Bless the Lord who reigns in beauty. Bless the Lord who reigns in wisdom and with power. Bless the Lord who reigns my life with so much love. He can make a perfect heart. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
We have been blessed by what we have heard. We pray that you are already a Christian. If you are not, please know that you must first really believe in Jesus the Christ. By example, in the book of Acts, we find that believers also repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion. If we can help you in your spiritual walk, please let us know. To receive a free recording of this program, ask for broadcast number 1941. That's 1941. You can also request all four programs in the Revelation series. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.